Well, hi everyone, and welcome to Pam's Country Time. Got a great show planned for you today. Hope you like it. We're going to start out pretty quickly. I believe we've played this one a couple of months ago. From The Circle Will Be Broken, album by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, 9 Pound Hammer.
Where's Fad? Do you want us to move the boot back a little bit?
This thing works, yeah. You're playing electric, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
How can I roll?
Yeah, they're rolling, I think.
Ready to go.
Give us a cue. This 9 pound hammer, it's a little too heavy for my size. Well, for my size, I'm going on the mountain. Gonna see my baby, but ain't coming back. Well, ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
Just how can I roll?
How can I roll?
When the wheels won't go. Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Pull your load of coal.
Pull your load of coal.
How can I pull?
How can I pull?
When the wheels won't roll. To Harlan, it's a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Now when I'm long gone, you can make my tombstone out of number 9 coal, out of number 9 coal. Roll on, buddy,
roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
Just how can I roll?
How can I roll
when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy,
roll on, buddy.
Put your load of coal.
Put your load of coal.
How can I pull?
How can I pull?
When the wheels won't roll. Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
Just how can I roll?
How can I roll?
When the wheels won't go. Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Put your load of coal.
Put your load of coal.
How can I pull?
How can I pull?
When the wheels won't roll. Just how can I pull?
How can I pull?
When the wheels won't roll.
I do believe we got it.
All right.
I believe that was.
I think
we
do.
Is that fake?
Yeah.
Let's get them fresh.
Wonderful little piece, and I love the banjo intro there. Coming up next, we've actually got some local girls from 1954. We've played them before, Audrey and Marjorie Zorner, and they're giving us the Mockingbird Yodel. This was recorded by Billy Bode when the girls appeared on the 4IP Hillbilly Hour.
Thank you.
wonderful to hear the old stuff, and my, couldn't they sing like angels. Next up, Janis Joplin's, well, probably not being overtly country, she did have a few tunes with a bit of a country swing in there, and I do like Mercedes-Benz, which is a great little number from Janis, late in her career. So I hope you like it, Mercedes-Benz, Janis Joplin.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? That's it.
All right, getting a little bit more down-home hillbilly bluegrass folk. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys from about the late 60s. Sweet Blue-Eyed Darling.
Tell me, love, that you need me, and no one's gonna take your place.
You're my sweet blood, darling, and my love belongs to you.
All I ask
to be my darling, is love me.
I'm a huge Bill Monroe fan, so he'll probably get a good flogging here. Next up, Buck Owens' band doing Orange Blossom Special, a classic little old piece of fiddle. In this version of the song, we don't actually have the lyrics. They literally just do an instrumental version of Orange Blossom Special, but they do it very nicely. Here we go, Buck Owens' band, Orange Blossom Special.
Thank you.
And you had a lot of music in the 50s was, you know, both rock and roll and country and bluegrass all rolled up in the one thing. Buddy Holly was a Texan who certainly left his imprint on the world. And, you know, I've always sort of put him in with my bluegrass and country sets. So here's Rave On by Buddy Holly.
Oh, hell, a little.
Voice and the Crickets, what a backing band. Next up we have one of the great guitarists of all time, Chet Atkins. Chet actually also at one point was backing Maybelle Carter and her daughters when they had their version of the Carter family going. It's funny how many songs in country revolve around trains, and this one's no different. Chet Atkins, Freight Train Boogie.
Casey Jones, he was a mighty man, and now he's resting in the promised land. The only kind of music he could understand was a big eight-wheeler under his command. He made a freight train boogie all the time. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Ringing the bell, everybody along the line could tell Casey Jones, he was a coming to town on a big eight-wheeler that was burning the ground. He made a freight train boogie all the time. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Wake up the people all along the line. Oh Lord, how the man made the whistle whine. He said to his fireman, better hold your seat. I'm gonna make this right and I'll do the boogie beat. He made a freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie and it rolled down the line. Roll it, Casey.
freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line.
Next up, a little band from the UK. They're called Driftwood, and while technically not being, country, they are very good folk, and country is folk music. They're doing Drowsy Maggie, the old fiddle tune, and I've got to pay a special piece of respect to Joey Nunn, the fiddler in this group, because, dear Lord, he does a great job of this. Now, Grandpa Jones may not be a name that many people remember these days, but back in the 50s, he was one heck of a regular on the Grand Old Opry. So here is Grandpa Jones and his daughter Ramona Jones playing guitar. Grandpa, of course, is playing banjo, and they're doing the classic Old Dan Tucker.
Things on our country show, and introduce that old squirrel shooter from Kentucky, Grandpa Jones. Boy, you're always fooling me, boy. Where you been?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm always pretty close around when it comes to banjo picking.
Well, Grandpa, come on around this post here, son. The barn is all yours, and I'll get out of your way.
All right, thank you, Ernie. Thank you. You know, I learned this little tune from a tough uncle of mine. Why, when he'd walk down the street, even the sewers would back up. Come on, Ramona, give me a little accompaniment here. Get out of the way, old gentleman. Get out of the way, old gentleman. You're too late to get your supper. Old gentleman took a skinny teal. Get out of the way, old Nantucket. Out of the way, old Nantucket.
Next up, a little bit of modern Johnny Cash. This is the song Delia, which I believe was done as part of his American recordings with Rick Rubin. It really gets me, this song. It's such a sad little song, but so indicative of Johnny Cash.
Delia, oh Delia, Delia all my life. If I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis and I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my submachine. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. But jailer, oh jailer, jailer, I can't sleep. Cause all around my bedside I hear the patter of Delia's feet. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. So if your woman's devilish, you can let her run, or you can bring her down and do her like Delia got done. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
Now, I believe last week I threatened to play Grandma's Feather Bed by John Denver, one of my all-time favorite songs, and the country bluegrass fiddle that's in there is absolutely brilliant. And so I may have threatened last week, but I'm doing this week. Here is John Denver, Grandma's Feather Bed.
When I was a little bitty boy, just up off the floor, we used to go out to Grandma's house every month and so. We'd have chicken pie, country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a hole both the cloth for the tick. It hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a pig we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire. The old folks would spit and chew. Paul would talk about the farm and the war, and my granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit sit and listen, watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. It hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Okay, next up, another Texan, Kinky Friedman. Kinky is a country music icon for probably about 30 years. He was known as Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys. And I played with Kinky. It was an honor. And he certainly, by the end of A Few Tequilas, was referring me as an honorary Texan Jew Boy. So this is a little bit of a fun song from Kinky called Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns on the Bed.
You uppity women, I don't understand why you gotta go and try to act like a man. But before you make your weekly visit to the shrink, you better occupy the kitchen, liberate the sink. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation is the goal to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Early every morning you're out on the street, passing out pamphlets to everyone you meet. You gave up your maiden form for lead. Now the front of your dress has an air scoop in. Every single great man that's ever come along had a little woman always telling him he's wrong. Eve said to Adam, here's an apple, you hoss. And Delilah defoliated Samson's balls. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation is the goal to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Mean-minded harpies are breaking all the laws, tearing up their girdles and burning up their bras. Now the air is dirty and the sex is clean, and your coffee makes my hair turn green. So damn emancipated in your mind and your body, gonna have to cancel all your lessons in karate. If you can't love a male chauvinist, you better cross me off of your shopping list. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation is going through your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed.
Next up, Osborne Brothers. I am a huge Osborne Brothers fan, and of course they wrote the tune Rocky Top, which has been, sort of one of the great, songs of our time. I believe it's also the theme for Tennessee. It's their state song. So here we have Osborne Brothers live at the Newport Folk Festival, I believe 1970, with Rocky Top.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Nashville, Tennessee, and Decca Records and the Grand Ole Opry, may I present to you now the fabulous Osborne Brothers.
Bye.
right, and ending up the show tonight, slash today, whenever you happen to be listening to it, we have one of my all-time favourites, String Bean. Now, String Bean, or String as his friends used to call him, was great mates with Grandpa James. In fact, the two of them were so close that they bought cabins on opposing sides of the same lake. They used to do a lot of fishing together and chatting, and of course they were both incredibly good banjo players. This is String Bean on the Grand Ole Opry, with Earl and Scruggs doing Run Little Rabbit Run. Thank you very much for joining me, and hope to hear and see you next week.
Good. Here's our favorite cowboy around the Grand Ole Opry. I want you to meet him right now. Good buddy, Mr. String Bean.
I thank you, Lester Palmer. I'm glad to see you. Palmer, you're looking well. Let's go rabbit hunting.
Good.
Hang on, children. In a pea patch, picking up keys. Get away, rabbit, get away, please. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yeah, the corner man, the big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Come on, son. Well, rabbit jumped up, he looked mighty wild. Dog took half and run for a mile. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yon come the man's big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Run, rabbit. Well, if you got a rabbit, you look mighty brown. Yes, brown, it, I can outrun a hound. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run. Yeah, I'm calling man the big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Well, if you got a rabbit, you look mighty bold. Yes, find it, I'm heading from a hole. Run, little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run. Yeah, I'm calling man the big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run.
We're only in your town for one night, but we always have a great time in this city. We are the wandering kind, after all. Minutes from now, we're on our way down the road to who knows where. Well, we know where, actually.
Yeah, Chicago.
But we're just not telling you. like I say, we are the wandering kind. There is two types of wandering kind, though. There's the one, the guy
there
who gets...
There is two types of
there,
wandering?
There are two types
okay.
of wandering. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for that correction. There's the guy who gets the wanderlust very early in life, and the minute he can, he's out the door. And there's the other kind who kind of sits on it, lets it kind of fester. This is about one of those. It's called Never Did No Wanderin'.
One, two, three.
Mama was the cold north wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west of hell, where the trains don't even run. Never heard the whistle of a southbound freight or the singing of its driving wheel. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no just one big road, and it goes from here to there. And they say you carry a heavy load when you're rolling down the line somewhere. Never seen the dance of the telephone poles as they go whizzing by. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. After all. life is a life for him, but never was for me. And I've never soared where the hawk might soar, or see what the hawk might see.
What the hawk might see, what the hawk might see.
Never hiked to heaven on a mountain trail, never rode on a river's rail. Never did no wandering.
Sorry you had to see that.
Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering after all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was a song by the Folksmen. Hopefully there are some Folksmen fans here tonight. Good to know.